This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. We've been fortunate to have a wealth of local authors lately to join us, and we have another one today from Mount Zion. And so a neighbor we get to know, Chris Cooper, Christopher L. Cooper, on the binder of the book, if you're looking for the author's name. And what's the book you've got?
My book is called A Death in Zion Falls. It is about a beloved physician in a small town in the Midwest by the name of Dr. Evelyn Porter. She is a pillar of the community, somebody that has dedicated her life to her town, the people that are less fortunate in her town. One morning, she is discovered by her husband dead on her kitchen floor.
So how did that happen?
Well, that's in the book.
It's a murder mystery. How did you get motivated to write about this?
I've always loved stories and how different people, directors, playwrights. I'm a huge professional wrestling fan, so I've always loved how stories develop and how they come together. And I've always thought about writing a book. I've had this story in my head for a while, and a couple years ago, I just decided to sit down and start writing. And I wrote this one and another book at the same time. So when I would get bored of one, I kind of jump back and forth to the other one. This one just came together. I fell in love with the story and put it together. So I finished it up and put it out.
First book then, and you've got more on the way, and very efficiently, you wrote the second one while you wrote the first one.
The second one is a story I've had for 10, 11 years. It was always in the back of my mind. The genre, what surrounds it, and what it's about is just been a bunch of stuff that has fascinated me. So I've always had that story in my head. Death in Zion Falls was something that I just kind of toyed with a few years ago, and I really liked how I was putting it together. So I decided to sit down and write it first and get my process down on how to put the stories together.
There's a third book on the horizon.
I got it laid out, and it will be a follow-up to this next one, a part two of that one. I've got the storyboard, I guess I could call it, laid out, story Bible. I've got it laid out for that third one, and it's just a matter of going in and typing it out and getting it wrote out. To me, once you get the story Bible laid out, you get the hits in there as far as what you want to happen in each chapter and how it flows. To me, it's like the words are already there. It's just a matter of getting them typed out.
Just trying to explain what's going to happen.
Exactly. Trying to give the reader a sense of the atmosphere that they're going to experience in that moment, in that scene. What your goal of that scene is. I really break it down into scenes inside of a chapter and then put those scenes together in a chapter. That's how I do it. That's my process.
That sounds almost like a screenwriter's approach where they're seeing the scenes and storyboards.
That's what I got when I was thinking about doing this in my sophomore year of YouTube University, of putting stories together.
It's a good place to learn, right?
Yeah. I pulled from a long place. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that you look at about how to tell a story and how to put a story together. And they say, this is how you tell a story. This is how you put a story together. And there is so much stuff out there that's like, this is how every great story has ever been told. This is what you have to do in those stories. This is when this has to happen and this has to happen in your story. A lot of that I didn't care for. I'm like, well, that's not how I want to tell this story.
Just the formula. You had some ideas to break the formula.
And that's what I felt going into it, is I felt like I was being pushed onto a formula that I didn't care for. I went my own route, did a little bit deeper dives into storytelling and how to develop them. What a fun, aggravating process. It was really great.
You hear from a lot of folks that they'd like to write a book or think they might one day, but to sit down and do it, to just start, is a big deal. And it sounds like you opened the spigot and it just kept flowing.
Yeah, it just felt like I'd been holding it back for so long. Like I said, I felt like once I got the story Bibles laid out, the words were already there. I mean, I still struggled quite a bit in some areas. I'm not the best speller in the world. God forbid I try to tell anybody about grammar. That's the stuff I really struggled with. And that's the stuff that your Microsoft Word and all that stuff really helps you out with. that stuff is the most frustrating stuff. Where to put commas, where to put colons, stuff that I would have never even cared about or thought about when telling a story. That's really picky stuff that you got to pay attention to, by the way, if you ever think about writing a book.
And once in a while, you got to go, no, I don't think the computer's right on this. That's not how I want it to flow.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I'm like, why is there a comma there? To me, that doesn't make any sense. You were talking about people thinking about writing a book. I really got to give a shout out to my family and my friends, my wife, my kids, all these people that have been so supportive that I would have been scared to death to tell a story that I'm going to write a book beforehand. I had several friends read it before I really made it public, and they really enjoyed it and really gave me the confidence to move forward with publishing it. And I encourage everybody, and I tell my kids, if you have a passion that of something that you want to do, man, do it. Get out there and make it happen somehow, some way. What a relief off of my shoulders not to hold it in anymore.
This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. We're talking with local author Chris Cooper. He's got a new novel out and a couple more on the way. In this first novel, why should we care about the protagonist, or what's the appeal to the reader?
Dr. Evelyn Porter is somebody that everybody has in their lives. She is somebody who goes above and beyond for everyone. Some cases, unfortunately, they sacrifice more than what they want to in their lives, helping others and being a part of the community. She sacrifices her family, her relationship with her children, lots of secrets and lots of things that most families would like to keep hidden from the community come out in the investigation into her untimely death. It's a great story about those fractures in a community that when you're from a small town, anything that and everything that happens, everybody knows about. Unfortunately, in some cases, people celebrate the pain that some others can go through.
Have you witnessed all this, or is it mostly imagination?
This is totally imagination. I live in a small town here in Mount Zion. It was a lot of putting the characters and the community together. When I first started this process, it was a death in Mount Zion. I was just going to release it under a pen name because I didn't really want to talk about it with people. I didn't think people would take me seriously.
Anybody going to recognize themselves?
Yeah, and I didn't want to offend anybody or do anything like that. I certainly didn't want Jan from down the road to think that this character in this book was her. That was not my intention. But as I got into it, I really liked it. I had changed it to a death in Zion Falls. That just stuck with me. I really liked that name. As I was putting the community together and the different characters together, I just felt like that fit a little bit better and it wouldn't be a burden on my own small town.
Is this self-published or are you working with a publisher?
It is. No, it's self-published through Amazon, which is quite a process in itself. Once you learn the ins and outs, it becomes a pretty great process to be a part of. I've had several people read it and help me with the story and help me with the flow of everything. So I felt pretty confident about it.
No direct editor you're working with, but you've had several folks take a look at it and give you feedback.
Right.
For someone who hasn't done self-publishing or used like Amazon's probably the simplest process or at least the one most people know, how was it? Did they print the book for you too, or did you have to go find somebody to do that?
They print the book. You just have to make sure that you have the formula laid out for them and the pages and the right structure for them to print it out. Then they send you proofs of your book so you can take a look at it. My biggest issue was the spine of the book and getting my name and the title of the book centered on the spine. I just seemed to not be able to figure that out. So I got several books where the spine is off and I kept having to get it reprinted. That was the most difficult thing for me as far as the printing process goes. It was a pretty easy process after that.
Definitely inspiring. You're doing one of your first interviews for the book here. How do you plan to get the word out?
Social media, every day I try to post something about it on social media. You would not believe is how many scams there are out there to capture authors in scams, pay for reviews, pay to be a part of book clubs. It's really amazing to me that how many people are trying to scam you out of paying to be a part of their book club. Could you ever imagine to ask somebody, an author, to pay to be a part of a book club? Is that crazy? I'm not the only one that thinks that, right?
No, there's a whole industrial complex that runs up about social media and things. So there's always going to be bad players. When it comes to news media, you don't pay for interviews. You don't do things. Yeah. It's credibility. And so I would think the same with the book club. The book club should pick what they want to read, not who pays the most to get the book read.
It's absolutely. Now I'm going to get in the weeds a little bit, but I got contacted by a group out of the United Kingdom that wanted to charge me $100 to feature my book in their book club. Wait, who even thinks of something like that? Just buy a book.
It's a business model, right?
Yeah. And feature it in the. But I get emails like that almost every day. When I got an email from you guys about doing this interview, I probably sat on it for a couple of days before I even opened it, because I don't know what's real and what's not. And obviously, I opened it and noticed it was from NPR Illinois, and I was like, okay, that's got to be a legitimate email that I should probably open and read.
It's a lot like media literacy these days. You've got to really check who the source is and whether it's credible. I'm sorry to hear that, especially self-published authors and newer authors that don't have the wherewithal of a publisher behind them are having to deal with a lot of that stuff.
I try to get my wife to answer all my emails. I said, I wrote the book. Can you do the emails? And she wouldn't do it.
Part of the process for you, right? What were you doing before you started to write?
I own a mattress and furniture store in Mountain Zion, Illinois called Mountain Zion Box Drop. I've been open here for about 9 years now. It'll be 9 years in July. So I'm a small business owner here in the community. My store is just about two blocks away from my house. If I was any closer to home, I'd be working from home. I've been doing this. And then I'm a huge professional wrestling fan. My son owns two professional wrestling organizations that he runs here in Central Illinois, one here in Decatur, Mountain Zion area, and then another one up in Bloomington. So I help him run those. Him and his friend Jordan operate those and run those. They do an amazing job. So I help them run those. And then I run my furniture store. And then I have a daughter that's getting ready to turn 16, and we're teaching her how to drive. I've been married. Been with my wife for 25 years. We'll be married for 23 years.
Congratulations. That's all great news. Are you born and bred Mount Zion, or how did you get there?
Born in Decatur, and then we moved out here to Mountain Zion in my first grade year. And I've been in Mountain Zion. When my wife and I first got together, we lived in Decatur, but we moved out here back out to Mountain Zion when my son was 1 or 2 years old. So we've been here for about 20 years, been back here for about 20 years here. But I've lived in Mountain Zion basically my whole life.
We love to have local authors on Community Voices. You mentioned it, so I'll have to ask, in the writing, is there any intersection of professional wrestling with your story?
No, there's not.
No claw or anybody coming through?
No, there's not. I don't. If I do that, I'm almost afraid that I'm going to offend somebody or upset somebody if I put a touch of them in the book. I was really even going through the process of this one and the other one, scared to even put anybody in that was any similar to anybody in my life. No. I really don't want to have a conversation with anybody that's like, was this me? Because I said that to you one time, and that kind of sounds like me. I really did not want to have that conversation.
You see that little waiver on almost any television or movie. All portrayals are fictional, not to represent anybody.
I've got that at the beginning of this book, just to make sure.
There we go.
It's at the very beginning. Everything's fictional. Nothing is real. That's what I put that at the beginning of the book. Thank you, Law and Order, for the idea of that.
There we go. It's A Death in Zion Falls by Christopher L. Cooper, or Chris Cooper, and it can be obtained at Amazon for sure. Search those pieces. We'll have that posted at nprillinois.org. Also, Chris, anything you'd like to leave us with?
Randy, I just really appreciate you taking the time to interview me. This is my first interview for this book. and you guys were, I sent out that press release and you guys got back with me, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time to highlight not only me, but the other authors in this area. It's such a hard process to put yourself out there and put your name on something like this. And for you guys to take time out of your day to interview myself and other people, I really, really appreciate the work you guys do.
Thank you very much. And we wish you the best with this first book, which is A Death in Zion Falls, and the follow-ups that you've got already in the pipeline.
You check out authorchriscooper.com. It gives you kind of a timeline of what I plan on doing for the rest of this year.
Chris Cooper, thanks for joining us on Community Voices.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate you.
What does the Community Voices process look like? Well, it starts with trying to identify a good neighbor to talk to or an event that may be interesting that for some folks it may be hard to get to. First, we get that on the radar, figure out when that is going to happen if there is a date involved with it. But more than anything, we depend on you to suggest the guest. By emailing communityvoices@mprillinois.org, we then go into a process of getting in contact with that person, figuring out if there's enough there, which there usually is, to talk about to help us get to know a little bit more about them or what they're working on or an event that's coming up. We have them come into the studios here at MPR Illinois and do an interview. That interview then gets edited and scheduled to air. It eventually comes on the air and then also gets posted at mprillinois.org, where we share it on social media and encourage our guests and you to do so too. If you've missed a past Community Voices, go to mprillinois.org right now, and thanks for being part of Community Voices.